Thank you, Alison. Now it's time to get to our first set of news items. The work at St Stephen's continues, although we are promised that it's nearly at an end. Then more work, this time to Hay Hill, which is to be revamped. There are problems at the Ambulance Trust and a call for Norfolk devolution plans to be dismissed. Looking forward to the future, the halls, that is St Andrew's Hall and Blackfriars, are to be closed for a year from January 2024 for a major repair and refurbished project.
The final stage of a £6.1 million revamp of a city road is underway after months of delays. Part of St Stephen's Street has been closed as 12 new bus shelters are installed. The work started on Monday and is set to take 8 weeks to complete, with lane closures and a one-way system in place. Phase one of the works will mean buses will be unable to serve any stops on the Chantry Place side of the street, and this will switch sides and change direction midway. Bus passengers should check with bus companies for any alterations to timings. First Bus said that all affected services will only be able to serve stops in Castle Meadow. This follows a delay to Norfolk County Council's order for the new bus shelters, meant the installation had to be pushed back.
Work to revamp a city centre space is to start, as city council bosses believed the area needed to become more versatile and fluid. The work in Hay Hill is due to begin on Monday, April the 17th. Having secured £3.2 million in government funding, the transformation will include more planting, improved seating, better designed steps, walking links and a water feature, creating a space able to host public events. Part of the Chapelfield East car park off Chantry Road will be closed, with five spaces plus one disabled space remaining available. The cycle racks next to the Hay Hill site will be unavailable. Some of the on-street parking and all of the car club bays in All Saints Green will also be suspended until November 2023 due to the work, which is due to be completed in early 2024.
The region's troubled ambulance trust is offering senior staff members up to £80,000 to quit their jobs. The East of England Ambulance Service Trust has rolled out a mutually agreed resignation scheme this month as a measure to address ongoing cultural troubles in its workforce. The scheme, which is only available during a two-week window in April, invites senior workers to apply for payoffs of up to £80,000 to resign from their posts. However, it is only being made available to staff members on or above the Band 8A pay scale, which currently has a starting salary of £48,526. Workers that successfully apply for the scheme will then be paid a half-month's salary for every year they've worked in the NHS, with payoffs capped at £80,000. It comes amid ongoing allegations of poor culture within the trust, including continuing problems with racism and discrimination.
Fresh calls have been made to put Norfolk's £600 million devolution deal out of its misery, after other areas of the UK rejected similar offers. The deal, which would see the region get a directly elected leader for County Hall, similar to a mayor, has repeatedly come under fire from across the country in recent months. But following Cornwall's emphatic rejection of a similar deal proposed there, with 69% of people opposing the deal, a leading critic of Norfolk's deal has called for the region to follow suit. South Norfolk Council leader John Fuller said, "Let's take it outside and put it out of its misery while we can." Cornwall understood that it was taking power further away from them, that the baubles and offer were insufficient and £20 million a year wouldn't touch the sides. Both Norfolk and Cornwall's devolution offers were classed as level three by the government, coming with an investment fund worth £20 million a year for 30 years. Leaders at County Hall had said the deal in Norfolk will bring more jobs, better housing, improved transport and better skills, and will open the door to further deals.
A prominent city centre venue will close for a year to undergo a major revamp after it was discovered to be in serious need of urgent repairs. The halls in St Andrew's Street is set to benefit from a £3.6 million funding deal that will allow renovations to be carried out to transform the 700-year-old St Andrew's Hall and neighbouring Blackfriars Hall. Norwich City Council has announced that the work will include a major redesign to improve the flow and accessibility of the multi-use performance venue, as well as a revamp of the outside space and an improved cafe and bar. To carry out the improvements, the halls will not be available to hire from January 1, 2024. All of this year's bookings, up to December the 31st, will go ahead as normal, including the annual Norwich Beer Festival, which traditionally uses the halls as its venue.